All right, are we on?
We are.
What does this button do? Isn't it funny when you hear people laugh? It makes you laugh. What's up, everybody? We are messing around with our new little machine to record all of our new podcast episodes. This is a new show called The Cardia Experience, and we are going to be having heart-to-heart conversations about life and spirituality, and really our desire is to connect with people. We love building community around vulnerability and transparency, and so we have been discussing what it would look like to utilize this show as an outlet for us to be able to let you in and to kind of take you on a journey of what's happening on the inside, and hopefully you can benefit from that in a bunch of different ways. So, Emily, thank you for joining me.
Yes, I am so excited about this. You know, with that, all that being said, I want to be honest and raw with you guys, which is what Danny and I promised to each other that this would be, just raw, true, authentic conversations. So this is actually the second time we're recording this episode.
That is the truth.
I had to take several deep breaths. Danny and I actually just had a conversation before recording this again about, we didn't feel like the first episode we spoke from our hearts.
We've been in a little funk.
Yeah. And like I was going to say that.
Which is totally normal too. And I love just that we can start by saying that, because we're all trying to figure out this new normal.
Yeah,
and our emotions are going to be all over the place. Our energy levels are going to be at different places. And instead of trying to keep something up or experience something different, it's kind of about settling into what is arising to the surface now and being okay with it and bringing love and understanding to it. So we were able to have a conversation and kind of let things out and come to that place of connection with ourselves. And we're like, you know what, let's hit this record button one more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's talk and let's really let people in.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Danny said, it's been a interesting past week and a half. I don't even know how long we've
For
been
real?
In. It was your funk first. And then I was in a funk myself.
I saw a meme today that said, there's no more AM or PM. It's just coffee time and wine time.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, last week was just very interesting. I was personally going through it. I had, you know, many self-realizations. But, you know, whenever that happens to me, I feel like I have to go low to then go high, you know, or better said, maybe face my weaknesses so I can see my strength, you know? And same thing had kind of happened with you. And we had just this amazing conversation, I remember.
Yeah, we had
Sunday
that
night, Saturday night, I don't remember.
Whenever that was. But you know what it is? It's been an interesting challenge preaching just to a camera. I've realized how much I miss being in a room with a bunch of people I love, and just, there's something about that exchange of energy that actually brings something unique out of me in the moment of communication.
Yeah.
And just adjusting to just talking to a camera has felt so odd and funky for me. And then I found myself last week just being the overperformer and being the guy who is overly critical of himself, as I've been for so long in my life, and just being able to make room for that and be gentle with myself through this process and allow all of this to just be what it is has been helpful, because in the past I would have beat myself up about beating myself up. You know, that's just kind of the pattern that I've been used to. So yeah, that was for me last week.
Yeah. And then after that, Easter Sunday, we were getting ready to take our new puppy, Callie. If you guys follow us on Instagram or even have seen any Heartways at Home, Callie has been my co-host. Well, she was last week.
She's the best.
Our new little baby, our little cockapoo. We're obsessed with her. She's our little angel.
Yeah,
So Sunday after Easter, we were getting ready to go on a family walk, and
basically, let me just get to the point. There was a barbell that fell on her leg, and she fractured her leg.
Yeah.
So that was interesting, too.
Yeah. So I cried for 2 days straight, just blaming myself, putting myself into shame, you know, just telling myself over and over again how horrible I am, how I just ruined my puppy's life. She's never going to be a puppy again, you know. So I just...
So just those emotions being there. And then on my end, like, I mean, we haven't even really talked about it. We're just talking about it now for this podcast. But, you know, I just noticed in myself, even just with that little incident with our puppy, right? Like, when that happened, I just noticed the tendency in myself to want to blame somebody.
Yeah, and to want to,
and I noticed in myself this anger that wanted to lead me to adding on to whatever shame you were already bringing on yourself. And I'm grateful that I was able to recognize that trigger within me, because I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And yeah, even though, you know, I'm sure I gave you the look when it happened.
I knew you gave me the
fire eyes.
You did give me that look. But I remember in my mind, as soon as it happened, I was like, I'm kind of glad that this was my fault, even though it wasn't my fault, obviously.
But your fault.
I know it wasn't my fault, but I was blaming myself. But I'm glad I was able to blame myself and not you, because I feel like I would have let you have it.
Right.
So I was in my head, I was like, I'm glad that I...
You see, but that's the funny thing too, like about the ego, right? Because a little part of me, like what I used to do all the time in situations like this when our marriage was like a mess, was... You know what? I'm gonna be this bigger person, right? Let's take this situation. I'm not gonna blame Emily. I'm not gonna be angry at Emily. But I'm gonna keep this little resentment inside, thinking to myself, if it was me that did it, Emily definitely wouldn't treat me the way that I'm treating her. And now get self-righteous. That's always been, you know. So all of these things just arise within us over the course of just a couple of days, and it's all so beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's really what the Cardia experience is about. That's what the Heartway community is about. It's like, let's be open, let's talk about these things, and let's learn how to embrace all of ourselves, not just some of ourselves.
Yeah, the good, the bad, the dirty, the ugly.
Right. And when you embrace all of it like that, all of it becomes good.
Yeah.
All of it becomes beautiful.
Yeah.
So I like how one teacher says it. She's like, there is only the beautiful and the beautiful misunderstood. There's only the beautiful and the beautiful misunderstood. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, God makes everything beautiful in its time. That is the truth of life. And so there is just the beautiful or the beautiful misunderstood. And whenever we are kind of in our feels, and like attaching and embodying our anger and frustration and shame and self-rejection and all of that stuff, in that moment, when we embrace ourselves, in that moment, when we love ourselves through it, we come out on the other side different people.
Yeah. So I will say today, I'm feeling better.
Well, just talking about it, you know?
Yeah, no, it does feel good just openly talking about it. I like I said, literally could not stop crying. Like the night that it happened, and then also too, as I was crying, I remember I was trying to not cry, because that's what I've done my whole life. Whenever I want to cry, I force myself to not cry. Mm-hmm. And that's such a horrible feeling. So then I told myself, I'm like, it's okay. Just cry.
This has been the constant theme. You know what I'm saying? Like your own personal struggle of not feeling like you're enough.
Yeah.
My own personal struggle of really the same thing.
Yeah.
It just expresses itself and looks differently.
I feel like that's the theme of a lot of people. You know, if we all loved and embraced ourselves exactly as we were.
As we are, yeah.
Yes, as we are. This world can just be so much more beautiful because we would see one another's light.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't
would see the innocence in everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually had a conversation before this happened with Callie, with the puppy. Like, we had just had a conversation about, I don't know if you want to get into that, because that would be kind of cool if you would be open to talk about that little experience with the mirror.
Mm.
But, like, we had just had a conversation about how you have always just put shame on yourself and felt like, I'm a screw up, I can't do it right.
Yeah.
And then that led us into me discussing about how I've always felt like I've needed other people's approval and I'm not good enough and finding my identity and my performance. And I mean, we just went so many places. But before I let you get into that story, like, I bring that up because you shared that with me. And then this situation happened with the puppy.
Yeah.
And because we were able to have that honesty and that vulnerability, like, that helped me not to embody the anger that I noticed within me.
That it's like helped me not everything.
To, yeah, that helped me not to act on this impulse. I had to blame you for something that was not your fault, you know, because I realized, like, she already put so much on herself. You know what I mean? But that we could only, you know, we've handled the last couple of days as best we could, right? But we're like, we're here, we love each other. It's not like we've been fighting. It's just been like funky. It's been great.
You can, we know each other so well that, you know, our energies just, we're just not in alignment.
Right.
You know?
But then you have these conversations.
Yeah.
Then you stop hiding from it. Then you stop pretending like there's nothing wrong. And then you have these conversations and the light bulb turns on, you know? And, and so do you want to talk about that experience?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. So, like I said, last week I had a whole moment. I was, what was I doing? Oh, I was, I'm just, I've been doing a whole bunch of like home renovations. So long story short, I wanted to repaint this mirror and I was taking the mirror out of the frame and I had no idea that the mirror was like super flimsy. So like as I took it out of the frame, actually no, sorry, as I was carrying the mirror down, I dropped my coffee, I dropped Kylie's food and water, I make this big old mess, then I'm like, oh my God, I have to clean all that up. It was already such a mission bringing it down. So I bring it downstairs, I take it into the patio, I take it out of the frame, and I take the mirror out and it breaks. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had this whole moment because as a child, I've always struggled with breaking everything. I've always been super clumsy, but all of that has just made me feel like I'm so imperfect. I ruin everything. I break everything. I'm never good enough because I remember one year for my brother's birthday, I dropped his birthday cake. I mean, it's funny. It was funny. And it wasn't funny at the moment, but now it's funny to like think back on it. But all those things have just tallied up in my life where I remember
he
was maybe
so
like
other people
seven.
Are going to blame you. And I was like, you're going to blame you. And then that's the cycle. That's
just
what you
exactly,
get used to.
Exactly. So whatever. Long story short, I bring that mirror down and like I said, I break it. But what was funny is that the way it broke was, it was like a, I remember there was a piece that it was like a handheld mirror. And I was like, huh. I was like, okay, this is interesting. I remember I brought it up to my face. And then I look at the rest of the mirror. But then I keep looking inside of that mirror that was broken, that was the handheld. And I was like, that's so interesting that this broke as a handheld mirror. So I kept looking at it. I looked at myself. And something inside of me, and this was God inside of me speaking to me, literally in my mind saying, look at yourself. Mm. You're still just as beautiful, even through this broken mirror. Mm. Through your brokenness, that's where you can see your beauty.
Wow.
So.
And then, by the way, she comes back into the house and I'm like eating or something and she's like, I just had the craziest realization.
No, well, before that, before I came inside, I was sitting outside just crying because I was like, whoa, what just happened? So then, yeah, I come inside. Actually, maybe I did come inside before.
Well, why don't you read everybody what you wrote? Because you had shared with me, what you told me was like, I want you to read this because I wrote something down and it really...
Okay, I'll let people into my journal. Let's see.
Oh, I didn't know it was like a journal entry.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. This is...
You can just share the gist of it. I thought it was amazing, but I don't know. I don't remember how personal it was.
Okay, so I'll start here where I was talking about the brokenness and me seeing the beautiful. So then I'm going to read you from my journal. So I sit there looking at the broken pieces, sad that my project was gone. I then look into this broken mirror, the handheld, and I say to myself, I won't let you tell me otherwise, but I know that I'm broken, but I'm still the same Emily. Even through my flaws and my brokenness, I'm still whole. Just like that mirror, it's whole, but it's just a little shattered. The broken pieces are what make me, still just as beautiful, even when I'm broken. You see, when we're broken, we're still just as beautiful. We just don't see the beauty until we pick the pieces up. And I sit here crying as I write this because I said, wow, this message is for me. Isn't it crazy that we have our very own answers within us? God is always speaking, but are you listening? Like I said earlier, that I felt like that was God's voice talking to me because that wasn't me talking. Like I didn't feel like that was coming from me, but it was coming from me.
Yeah.
You know, from that internal guide. So what else do I have here? Oh yeah, so then I have here, what if we picked up those broken pieces, put them back together and just made them part of our stories? What if what we recreate is even more beautiful than what we had in the first place? Because this time that we look into the mirror, we are stronger and more beautiful than the perfection we keep trying to show off. So then that was when I went inside, and then I told Danny what had happened, and he said back to me, Hurricane Emily, what will she do next?
Okay, of course. All right, hold on a second before you go on. Okay, I understand we had talked about this, but just so everybody understands, because Emily and I are on the same page about it.
Yeah.
I always just joke around and mess around with her.
Yeah.
So I didn't like mean that in a certain
way. You didn't at all. But you always do say that.
Yeah.
And even until this very moment of last week that this happened, I didn't know how much those little words triggered me and how much of an effect me, quote unquote, ruining everything.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just affected me until that very moment of last week where I broke that mirror and I was able to look at myself.
So I'm glad we did talk about that too.
You know? Yeah. So I remember you told me that, I laughed it off. We laughed it off and I was like, ha.
But for real, you were, you know.
But inside I was like, I went out back outside and like, I felt that.
Right.
And then that's when I was like, kept thinking in my head about the mirror and just like those reminders that God was giving me. So yeah.
Anyways, well, thanks for doing that. So yeah. And that's the thing, you know, like when we talk about all of life being a school for love and growth and transformation, when we talk about living in a posture of openness and attentiveness to God, when we talk about being self-aware and really committing ourselves to the path of spirituality, this is the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's noticing God in your day-to-day.
But what's crazy is that I've talked about this before, but my life is always going, so I'm never able to hear God. So it wasn't until this quarantine, you know, where I'm like doing my self-improvement projects, because for me those projects are like, they're restful for me, you know, because they're like meditative for me, because I'm not really thinking about much. I'm self-aware. I am very present in the moment. Mm-hmm. So everything's just so beautifully aligned.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And me being in my place of stillness and receptive and just open to listening to God.
Yes. And that's like, we had a meeting with the leaders last night, and I brought up a passage of scripture from the book of Ephesians chapter 1. And in this letter, the author prays that his readers, he prays for his readers, and he asks that God would give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may know God better. And then he prays that the eyes of their heart would be enlightened. So, like, you were enlightened to something in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, you and I, as we've been having conversations, we become enlightened to ourselves in these moments.
Yeah.
And that should be the prayer for each and every one of us, that God would reveal to us things through our life experiences so that none of them are wasted.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, because that was something that I wrote in my journal, you know, like God is constantly speaking to us. You know, like our answers are right there within us. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we just have to be quiet and mm-hmm. still to listen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has been great, and this kind of went even in a totally different direction than we had planned for this to go.
Yeah.
But let's just leave this as part one.
Yeah.
Because we did a lot right now.
Yeah.
And here's just a little taste for everybody of what's to come, you know? So when we do another one of these episodes, hopefully we'll be able to talk about our own journey leading Heartway and mm-hmm. starting Heartway. And the shifts that have happened within us as we've gone through our experiences doing this. And so, yeah, that'll hopefully be where we go next. But we're open and we'll see.
This was fun.
Yeah,
thank you guys so much, everybody, for tuning in. We love you all so much. Make sure you follow us at heartwaychurch.com and at The Cardiac Experience. We'll be posting a bunch of stuff on there, too.
Yep. All right, guys.
We love you.
We'll see you. Bye.